So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So recently I had a question from someone that wanted to know my opinion on the new keto SlimFast products, okay? So let's just go through this. The first problem I have with this company is its ingredients. It's just another example why you always need to read the labels. On a lot of the products, they have maltodextrin, okay? Maltodextrin has, on the glycemic index, is 110, okay? That's like, I mean, table sugar is 70. Maltodextrin is 110. You talk about a massive spike in insulin. And this ingredient is in their keto-friendly products. So it's gonna raise insulin. And on top of that, the FDA doesn't even require companies to factor in the maltodextrin sugar into the added sugars, okay? They also have dextrose. This is a synthetic sugar with a glycemic index of 100, okay? It's way too high. Tapioca, high insulin spike. GMO soy, canola oil, GMO. It has residue of glyphosate. And then the vitamins are all synthetic, okay? And then for the energy boosting product, they just give you some caffeine. So my opinion, it's very low quality, has a lot of hidden sugars. It's gonna spike insulin. I don't believe it's gonna help you lose weight. Second thing, a lot of the products are snack based, okay? We're trying to get people to do intermittent fasting. And they're recommending chips and bars and energy boosters and things like that, which will definitely keep raising that insulin, okay? Not to mention with these ingredients right here. But probably the third reason and the biggest reason is has to do with their integrity, okay? They're still producing the original SlimFast, which has 18 grams of sugar. And the type of sugar is not even cane sugar, it's beet sugar, which is GMO. We have a massive epidemic right now with people eating too much sugar, metabolic syndrome, obesity, pre-diabetes, insulin resistance. So the real big question is, are they really trying to help people because they had a realization that sugar is dangerous? Or are they just tapping into a trending market to make a big profit? Anyway, that's my opinion. Thanks for watching. So if you want to get notified with all my content, click the notification bell next to Subscribed. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.